I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze.
Oh, people, I get into more mischief. You know, this is the season when you need, if you are a person interested in fall foliage, it's awfully late for you to start making your plans, but it's not too late. You wait another 6 weeks, it's too late. It's all over. So I need to motivate you to drop what you're doing and get sorted out to go track the, especially the northeastern fall foliage trail. Now, we in beautiful Berkshire County in western Massachusetts believe we have the market cornered on the best fall foliage because we have the largest variety of trees. So we get the biggest gradation of color from pale yellow through the golds and the reds and the crimsons, and oh, it's unbelievable. It just looks like the hills are alive with flames. It's just remarkable. But, and, you know, not to put down those fine people in Colorado. Somebody who thinks he competes with me. I'm not in any competition. I just do my thing and worry about me. But there's somebody out there who pats himself on the back as a travel expert who goes out of his way to dodge. I have to dodge bullets that come from, you know, his face. And he made some comment a couple of years ago, and it's because I'm always touting how great New England is and how great Berkshire County in Massachusetts is, that he had to come out with a list of the best fall foliage places, and number one on his list was in Colorado. Now, Colorado is a gorgeous state, and there are wonderful people there, and I love Colorado as a destination, but fall foliage in Colorado, you want to talk about boring? All the trees are those, what are they, cottonwood trees and aspen trees? All they produce are golden leaves. It looks like places in Scotland and Ireland where you drive for miles and miles and all the gorse bushes are in bloom and it's all yellow. And remember Eeyore in Winnie the Pooh? He liked to eat gorse bushes. You don't want to do that. They've got these prickly, thorny things on them. But it's all yellow. I mean, how many miles of yellow can you look at before you say, okay, seen that? So, but that was just to, you know, deflect from where the real glory is. So if you want to know about expert information, I'm going to give it to you now. You want foliage? You head to the Northeast. That's where you want to get the best foliage in America. And after you visited Berkshire County, just go straight up Route 7. Goes right through Berkshire County. You get on Route 7 north, and it'll take you right into Vermont. And from Pittsfield, Massachusetts, where our studio is, where David Isby, our senior producer, is anchoring at the moment, from the heart of Pittsfield, it's just about 27 minutes to the Vermont border. I can make it from Pittsfield, well, from my house, which is 13 minutes north of Pittsfield. So it's 26 minutes, because from my house to Williamstown is 23 minutes. And from Williamstown to the Vermont border is about 120 seconds. It's just bing, bing, you're in Vermont. And you just keep traveling northward, and you will have minute to minute the the most incredible, miraculous landscape tableaus before you. If you have an artistic nature, if you're good with your camera or your phone's camera, you're going to have a field day. I mean, it's hard to make progress because you have to stop every minute to get another shot. It's just gloriously gorgeous. But in addition to that, there are lots of things to see and do. And we're talking 12 months. So right now, think foliage fast. Otherwise, you're going to have to start planning for next year. And now is the time. You should have started planning last month in August. But we're already in September. It's not too late to select, not settle for what's left for your ski and other winter sport stuff that you want to be doing. And Vermont is a wonderful place to do it. Their mountains are so much, I mean, they're mountains. In Berkshire County, we talk about mountains. They're really hills. Our mountains don't exceed the tree line, so our mountains look like they're carpeted. The trees go up one side, over the top, down the other side. In Vermont, it looks more like Switzerland, where the trees will go up to a certain point, and then you see the rocky, craggy, very... You know, it's funny. It's like a man and a woman, because the lower part of the mountain looks very soft and lovely and feminine, and then the craggy rockiness of the gray slate-looking mountains emerges, and it's just... It's also a lot like being in Scotland. Another glorious place. So if you can't get across the ocean, and you can't get to the Alps or to Scotland in your immediate future, head for Vermont. And while you're there, you will find just about anything that interests you. There are so many creative people that find the region inspirational. So you've got, you know, writers and craftspeople of all kinds who monkey around with, you know, glass and fabric and pottery and name it. And then you've got all the history of the emergence of America as the colonies and the United States with so many roots here in Vermont. And yesterday I had a very full program planned, and I wanted to get to meet Jen Cuff, who is the manager of interpretation and education at the Billings Farm and Museum. So we managed to shove her into yesterday's show, Travelers 411, with just enough time to introduce her and the fact that she's here at this historic, unusual, amazing place. And I told her she had to come back today. So if you want to pick up yesterday's show, remember it is podcast for 52 weeks. Every show is. Simultaneously, it's archive forever. Podcast you can download. Take us with you. And you'll find show notes and photos and stories and links to the websites related to our guests, all of them at sabramas.com. That's sabrams.com and travelers411.com. So we've met up again with Jen Cuff. She's been very generous with her time and patience with us. And we're going to talk with her right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The BSO's 137th season presents Andras Nelsons, conducting Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 and Shostakovich Symphony No. 11, the year 1905. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
I am sitting in an all-purpose room at the Billings Farm and Museum. It's located in Woodstock, Vermont. It's down the road a piece from the Woodstock Inn, and there is a relationship between that glorious resort hotel and the Billings Farm and Museum. And I have to ask you a question first, Jen. There's a picture on the wall that if my son were 6 years old, he would point to it and say, "Miss Cuff, can I take that picture home with me?" Who made the little winter coat for that little lambie.
Oh, so we have one of our interpreters, Ann Dana, who's worked for us for about 17 years, and she knits those sweaters for our winter lambs. And they wear those from approximately the beginning of their life for about the first 6 weeks, probably.
That is the cutest thing
I've
ever
adorable?
Seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and she makes sure that she knits them out of wool because any other fiber would be sacrilege.
Oh yeah, I would think.
Yeah,
I would think that would you know, kind of a tribute.
Yep. So she's taken a dog sweater pattern, and then she's
that's what it looks like.
Yep.
It looks like those little doggy jackets.
She's adapted those for the lambs.
How cute is that? So the wool that she uses comes from where?
It's she purchases it at any fabric store locally or wool outlet, but it's not necessarily from our sheep.
How many lambies do you have here a year?
A Southdown ewe, which is the breed that we have here at Billings Farm, she usually twins, and so we technically breed about four ewes a year, which would give us approximately eight lambs if all goes well.
Wow.
They're very cute.
Oh, adorable. I've never seen a lamb dressed up.
Stinking cute. I mean, it's stinking cute, yeah.
Is that a Vermont term?
I think so.
I remember when I first moved to Massachusetts, I would hear in the beauty shop people saying, oh, that's wicked cool.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wicked cool? I never heard that before. It's like, oh, and cunning. Cunning. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams in Woodstock, Vermont.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%. Valid through May 2018.
Let's take an old-fashioned walk. I'm just
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
What a tale could be told. I'm at the Billings Farm and Museum in Woodstock, Vermont. You can check out their website at billingsfarm.org. That's O-R-G. I'm just wondering, if you just joined us, I'm talking with Jen Koff, who's the manager of interpretation and education here. So she is the best suited to give us the inside scoop on what cooks here and why you'd want to come and visit when you're in Woodstock. I know many of you homeschool your kids. This is a place where they can get a hands-on education on so much, and we're going to learn all about that from Jen. But I'm still stuck on this cutesy photo of this Lammy wearing what looks like a little dog jacket that's hand-knit, and it's very colorful. It's green and red and like a, I don't know, French vanilla color. Do you dress them up for Halloween?
No, but usually we do have a sheep that leads our Halloween parade filled with children. So, but they've outgrown their sweaters at that point. Sometimes we put a ribbon on them, but not necessarily a costume.
Oh, well, maybe I can,
see what you can come up with them. Yeah.
Create a campaign.
A tiara would be nice, perhaps.
Oh, I got to tell you about tiaras.
Right.
Remind me.
Okay.
If we have time at the end,
because
my audience will get a kick out of this.
Okay.
You can go to my favorite French boutique, Target.
Yes.
You know that store?
Yeah, we don't have any in Vermont, but yes,
okay.
I'm
going to tell you now because it's going to eat me alive if I don't tell you. I was invited with my husband to the 40th birthday party, which is now more than 10 years ago because she's over 50 now, of a good friend who owns a castle in Ireland. She is actually the family trustee of the Leslie Castle, Castle Leslie in County Monaghan, Ireland. Her name is Samantha Leslie. And my audience, you know, anybody that's listened, you know, more than twice has probably heard her brother, Mark Leslie, on the air with me. And if you go to S. Abrams, S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, and you put, just put Leslie into the search box, you'll get stuff about Castle Leslie and it's just L-E-S-L-I-E, Castle Leslie and all the people in the family, including Uncle Jack, who's now passed on, Sir John Leslie, and Samantha. So if you want to, you know, and you can find photos too. So this was a 4-day, 3-night event, this birthday party. Most people are invited to one of the 4 days. We were invited to the whole shoot and match.
Of course.
So we arrived on Thursday. We checked out Sunday after brunch with everybody else. And when we got invited, they had to call us because they mailed our invitation to my house, and we, like folks in Woodstock, Vermont, do not get house delivery.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's got to go to the post office. So we never got the invitation, because if you mail it to the wrong place, it gets stuck somewhere and it never moves forward again. We lost a court case that way because we never got the notice from the magistrate that we would have won. That killed me when that happened. We got the letter 8 months later when somebody moved the table at the post office and found the letter on the floor. Don't ask. Anyway, so we get there and we find out that Saturday night is a white tie event. Now, I had never before and never since been to a white tie event.
Neither have I.
Okay, it means the guys are wearing tails.
Of course.
And a white tie.
Okay.
Unless they're wearing kilts. And the women are expected to wear tiaras.
Hmm.
Now, Sammy was wearing a real, no kidding around, tiara that was given by King George, I think the fourth, might have been the third. Go look it up, people. Who couldn't, like Prince Charles, marry the person he really wanted to marry. So he put her up in a nice fancy house. Her name was Mrs. Fitzherbert. And he gave her a tiara so she should feel good. But she was the consort, mm-hmm. not the wife, because she was Catholic. So that was the problem.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. So we get there and I find out I have to wear a tiara. Where am I getting a tiara from? Meantime, Sammy's tiara got sold a couple of years ago for £130,000 sterling, which then was about $200,000. Certainly, I am not getting a tiara that comes close to hers.
You can't just go to the store and buy one of those. No.
Not usual.
No.
No. What had happened, however, was Sammy had just raised some money and invested 20 million euro into Castle Leslie and the Equestrian Center. So what do you buy for the person's birthday who just put 20 million euro into, which was about $30,000 at the time, $30 million mm-hmm. at the time? What do you buy them for a birthday present, for heaven's sake?
I have no idea.
Well, what I did was we went to Target. Because where else would you?
Absolutely.
I mean, it would be Tiffany, Cartier, or Target.
I'm telling
right?
you, yeah.
Went to Target. And you know those horse heads on a stick?
Yes.
That, like a broomstick
yes.
that kids run around on? I bought one of those, a pink fuzzy one with big long eyelashes. And I said, we're going to make a princess for the Equestrian Center, which was just redone. And
very nice.
And I bought a Cinderella dress,
mm-hmm.
and I bought these acrylic shoes with little pink puffies on
oh.
them. And I bought a tiara, and it came with earrings. And in the middle of the tiara, I had this big rhinestone, wasn't even good enough to be a rhinestone, whatever that was.
Bedazzled, jeweled.
Heart shape. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That was $9.95 or something for the tiara and the earrings.
Ooh,
now
that?
We're talking, you know, dollars here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's worth about, at the time, it was worth about 6 euros. So, and that included the earrings. And I was going to stitch the on tiara onto the horse. And I put all the pieces, including, I bought a pair of pantyhose that I stitched up to the neck of the horse and then stuffed it with pillow
uh-huh.
stuffing and
oh.
made decolletage.
Mm-hmm. Decolletage, yeah.
Yes, there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I made her feet to put in her shoes and
wow.
I got little gloves and stuffed and sewed it onto her dress. And so she had hands and I was going to assemble it all in Ireland. And then I get there and find out I got to wear a tiara. So I wore my $5 worth of that package of $9 worth of stuff.
Very nice.
I wore my $5 tiara.
And nobody knew.
Nobody knew. People came over to tell me how beautiful my tiara was and how much they loved it. And they weren't, this was not sarcasm.
No.
These were not New Yorkers. These were
these fine, were real people.
Fine Irish and English royalty
wow.
who were there. I mean, there was Sir this one and Lady that one. And, you know, and they just came up. Oh, your tiara is stunning. Can you share the history of it? Oh, yeah.
The provenance is just too deep to go into.
It came in a cellophane bag
yes.
with a little piece of cardboard stapled on the
little
top.
Little UPC
that
code
said
on it.
Disney on it.
It worked, right?
Oh, yeah. So when you say, you know, tiaras for your sheep, I'm your woman.
I might have to call you come October. There
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, I'm thinking on it. I'd love to dress up your sheep.
It'd be fun.
We're going to talk about that. I need to know size, height, weight.
Okay, we can take a look.
We're going to do something
all
here.
Right.
All right, well, stay with me. Now that you got the Tiara story, people, we really got to dig into this farm. I'll go out in the back of the farm, and I'll shovel nasty stuff with my Tiara. We'll be right back.
Down a lane where it's dark, and a heart that's controlled may relax on an old-fashioned walk. I know for a couple who seem to be miles apart.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickarreed Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Northern Ireland North Coast.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
A weekend in the country.
We're invited.
What a horrible plot. A weekend in the country.
I'm excited.
It's travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Country, just imagine.
Jen Cuff is here with me, and I have the suspicion that Jen and I knew each other in a previous life, because from the first second it was like bonded.
It did. Even the texting, we were quite attached in our texts. Yes.
Yeah, you were funny.
Yeah, you were too.
I told her when we made the appointment that we'll come and we'll slide by before we meet with the folks at the Woodstock Inn, and I texted that I would come. We would come with bells on, and we'd wear clothes too.
Right. And I said clothes are a good idea, and the bells were optional. So there you go.
With a cute little winky face.
That's right.
So let's talk about you arrived in Woodstock, and you found the intersection of I love cows and history here too.
Absolutely.
And what was your first job here in this interpretation and education realm?
So when I first moved to Vermont, I was a little bit more introverted than I am now, and all I wanted to do was work at the ticket desk, sell tickets, because then nobody really would have to ask me too many questions. I wouldn't have to know
a
spiel.
But was that because you didn't feel you knew enough, and that, you know, you'd constantly be saying, gee, I got to check on that for you?
Absolutely.
It wasn't because you were
a shrinking violet. No, that's probably never been used to describe me as a shrinking violet. No, it was more that I didn't want to have a speech memorized that I was going to have to repeat time after time after time. So if you asked me where the bathrooms were, I would know the answer to that. If you asked me what to do here, I would know the answer to that. But I wasn't going to have all of the details. So
if I take you to Ireland and England,
yeah,
and you ask where the bathrooms are, they're going to take you down the hall to a room that just has a bathtub.
Okay, well,
there will be no toilet there.
So I have to find the water closet or the loo?
Water closet, loo, or as ungenteel as it may sound, the toilets.
The toilets. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll still.
We have a hangover. The word toilet just sounds so gross. But, you go to the fanciest restaurants that, are a fortune to dine at, and if you want to go to the ladies' room, you're going to be asking for the toilets.
Okay. Well, I can do that.
Just so you know.
All right, cool.
I heard a guy at breakfast this morning at the Woodstock Inn here in Woodstock, Vermont. A couple from England.
Yeah.
Adorable couple. Joanna and Tom Davidson from southwest of London.
Okay.
But not quite to Surrey, for those of you who know the area. And I got to start speaking with them because he just said to his wife, and my ears are
hypersensitive.
Ear of hawk, So he said, well, maybe later we'll stop for coffee and biscuits.
Mm.
And I said, hello, hi there, waved at him. He looked up. I said, no, you better ask for coffee and cookies, because if you ask for coffee and biscuits, you're going to get something. They're going to ask you if you're in the South. They're going to ask you if you want gravy with your biscuits.
Great.
And you're going to look at them like, gravy with my biscuits? No, but it's cookies.
Cookies.
So, you know, when we get to words, we have to clarify for travelers.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
So go for it.
Okay. So I only wanted to be here a couple days a week. You know, it was a part-time gig, and it melded into, oh, yeah, I'll work in the barns. I love cows. Okay, so...
Do you ever kiss a cow on the nose?
Yes. It's very wet.
I always wanted
I'll
to
take
kiss
you down.
A cow
you can do that.
On the nose.
We can do that. Yeah. We'll go visit with
I got
cows.
To kiss a tiger on the nose. It was only 10 days old, though.
Okay. See,
baby.
Yeah.
I'll show you that picture.
All right, yeah.
It's the most popular picture on my website.
I would not doubt that. That sounds good.
So maybe we can give it a run for its money.
All right, we can do a cow picture. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, so 96 I started. 98 I had my first child. I left for a little bit. I came back. Needless to say, I've been here on and off since 1996. I've dabbled in educating of the public, educating of school children. I've worked in curatorial departments, so cleaning the artifacts. I worked my way up.
When you say clean an artifact, are we talking?
Right.
We're not talking on a farm about cleaning a Ming vase.
Not a Ming vase, but we do have crocs.
That's a croc.
That is a croc. But we have crocs. We have historic clothing. We have antique furniture. We've got many. We've got a huge collection in the 1890 farmhouse as well as in our exhibits upstairs. So anything from vacuuming dust off of fabric bolts to polishing leather harness and tack and so whatever needed to be done, I've always been doing
pitched
it. Yeah, pitched in and worked my way up into management. And then last October, I became the manager of interpretation and education, which basically means scheduling, hiring, firing, all the programming. It's my baby. Yeah.
Got it. So how many acres are here at the Billings Farm?
Yeah, we have about 240 tillable acres, and tillable meaning used for the farm and museum itself. So the museum is comprised of three main areas. In our visitor center building, we have four barns filled with artifacts to showcase Vermont's rural heritage, and we focus on the 1890s. So you can walk through and see old farming implements. We've got a homestead exhibit upstairs and a general farm, a general store exhibit as well. It'll take you through maple sugaring and apple cider harvesting and ice harvesting, things of that nature. Then we also have our 1890 farmhouse. So the farm was founded in 1871. Mr. Billings, who owned the farm, built a farm manager.
Hang on. Now, how many times have I said Billings Farm and Museum? A dozen?
Probably.
And yesterday.
Yeah.
And yesterday, when you were on Travelers 411 mm-hmm. for a little introductory bit, any relation to Josh Billings?
There is, a distant relationship, yes.
Because we live in Lanesboro, Massachusetts.
Yeah, I think there
land
is...
Land of Josh Billings.
Yeah, I think there is a... I'm not sure where that goes or how that all intersects, but we could definitely do a little digging.
We need to do that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So Frederick Billings grew up in Woodstock, Vermont. He went off, made his fortune. He came back to Woodstock, and he purchased this farm. And he was raising Jersey cows. He imported them from the Isle of Jersey. He had Southdown sheep imported from the Prince of Wales flock. And he was just trying to educate the public on how to have best farming practices. So he hired this farm manager named George Aiken, and he wanted to keep Mr. Aiken, so he built him a home for him and his wife and four daughters. And the house had hot and cold running, hard and soft water, central heating, gas lighting.
When was this?
1890.
Go him.
Absolutely. And so he was trying to take care of his farm manager and show what else was available to the local farming community.
But he's not still hiring.
Absolutely. Yeah, you and me both. Well, I am here, but anyway. So we've got the farmhouse, and you can go through the farmhouse. It's open touring usually, and it just shows you what an upscale farmhouse would be like from the late 1800s. And then we also have our working dairy farm. So we've got about 70 cattle, 20 sheep, a team of working horses, working horse at this point, and a team of working steer, which are young oxen. And we've got probably about 15 heirloom chickens.
What's an heirloom chicken?
So you're probably used to a White Wyandotte or an egg-laying chicken. An heirloom chicken would be a chicken used for both meat and for eggs. And they're usually a breed that there's a very few, a limited number of them out there.
Do they dine on heirloom tomatoes?
Oh, that would be good. They could. They wouldn't be opposed to it, I don't think. They wouldn't like that, yeah. But so the chickens are here just to educate the public.
When is this Billings Farm and Museum open to visit?
So we are open April 1st through October 31st on a daily basis. And then in November, December, January, and February, we are open every weekend from 10 until 4.
Uh-huh.
Also, Christmas week, we are open, and the week surrounding President's Week.
Oh, that's super.
Yeah, so winter activities abound.
A serious number of school groups that come.
We do. So of our visitation each year, we have about 55 to 60,000 visitors each year, and about 5,500 of those are school children.
And what is it that children or adults, people of whatever their age, learn to appreciate while they're here?
So we have visitors of all ages that come here and don't realize that milk actually comes from the cow. They think that they get it at the store.
Okay. I have a master's degree in education and social science. I have taught everything from kindergarten to college-level courses in travel, tourism, and hospitality. Been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. And I'm going to tell you at the beginning of the next segment what a child said to me who was 10 years old in fifth grade, few decades ago. We'll be right back, people. Don't leave me.
So do I. Darling, how would you feel if we had a home of our very own, with me only acting when I felt like it, and a man who would make a spectacular father?
Oh, I see. The lawyer, Mr. Eggerman.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know. For over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Moonlight in Vermont.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Finger wave. I learned yesterday, and you can hear it, podcast for the next 52 weeks. At travelers411.com, the Travelers 411 show, and archived forever at sabrams.com and travelers411.com, cross-referenced in about a dozen places like show notes and forums and directories and Lord knows where all else. Little features that pop up in the sidebars and the footers site-wide to remind you in case you missed something or you want to hear it again. I was told by Gary Thulander, the general manager of the Woodstock Inn here in Woodstock, Vermont, about the Lawrence Rockefeller connection to the Woodstock Inn, and he mentioned in that the Billings Farm and Museum. I'm with Jen Koff, who is the manager. I think they should change your title. I'm changing your title. I can't give you the raise that goes with it.
Okay, what am I going to be?
You're going to be Director of Interpretation and Education.
Whoa.
Does anybody own that title?
No, not at this point.
So why shouldn't you?
Let's send it up the ladder, see if it sticks.
Okay.
All right, let's try.
So, yeah. So I'm going to give you the title, and that's how you're going to be listed at our website. I cannot give you the raise that goes with that. You're going to have to negotiate that one on your own.
I'll see what I can
but
do.
But you know what? People are so stingy with titles. Do you know why?
Money.
No. No, just the title. Forget about the money, whether it compensates or not. Because if you want to be a vice president and you want to go to a company, unless you go up the ranks in that company and become vice president, you're not going to go through any headhunter as just a manager or something or a director and get a job as a vice president. You got to be a vice president to get another vice president job. Or you've got to be a CEO to get another CEO job. And a lot of times, Companies don't want to give people the title of manager or director because they're afraid you're now going to take your act on the road and get yourself a director or manager or a vice president job somewhere else. So they're real stingy with titles. Mm-hmm. And you know, when it costs you nothing and you've got a, you know,
but just a business card, right?
A wonderful employee. Well, it also is a difference between opening doors.
It's true.
Because I can remember when I was executive vice president of my last company that I worked for, is a $1.5 billion travel company. And I would ask one of my people, you know, one of the vice presidents or a director of the marketing department or somebody, to go call and get me so-and-so on the phone. And because of their title, they couldn't get through. I knew that was why, because they were very competent, capable, persistent, mm-hmm. knew how to get a job done people. And I would call and say, hi, Stephanie Abrams, executive vice president, blah, blah, blah. I want to speak to so-and-so right away, Miss Abrams. Boom! Through the door.
Title.
Through the door.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes you want to get something done, you know, you got to sound like you're... And you sound like it. I mean, you sound like a director. So tell me about, so we can share it with our listeners, about Lawrence Rockefeller and his relationship to this Billings Farm and Museum.
Sure. So in 1968, Lawrence and Mary, well, I guess I should even go back further. Lawrence in 1930s married Mary Billings French. She was the granddaughter of Frederick Billings, who started this farm. And so she inherited the farm. We kind of like to say that the Billings married into the Rockefeller family, because the Billings, by their own right, had enough connections and didn't necessarily need the Rockefeller money. But Lawrence and Mary inherited the farm. In 1968, Lawrence and Mary started a foundation called the Woodstock Foundation. They were approached by this group called the Vermont Folklife Project, and they wanted to put together a way to preserve Vermont's rural heritage. And so with that, they went about acquiring all these different artifacts that would preserve Vermont's rural heritage, which is the artifacts and the exhibits we have upstairs.
Do you have any... Was it because of Mary's Woodstock connection?
Well, they were married here in Woodstock, Vermont.
Okay.
They honeymooned here for a little bit. They spent every summer of their married lives here together, because this was where they were married, and it was very special to both of them.
And that's what is reflected in the outgrowth of Woodstock as a kind of Brigantine place.
Absolutely. I mean, Lawrence really adopted this as one of his homes, and he fought for making this a tourist destination as well. So he was pioneering and spearheading the burying of the power lines, so there's no unsightly power lines in Woodstock.
Where is he when we need him?
I know. Well, you know, he was very forward-thinking. So in 1983, he started the Billings Farm and Museum, which was spun off from that Folklife Project, and then donated the land across the street to the National Park Service, and it's Vermont's only national park.
How cool is that?
Yeah, Lawrence and Mary were really neat people.
How cool is that? Do you know anything about the French side of Mary's family?
Her brother John had actually, she had a brother and a sister, and Lawrence and Mary actually purchased their shares of the farm so that it was, that they just ran it on their own.
Now, the reason I asked, if you go to the west coast of Ireland, first of all, there's Percy French.
Right.
Okay. So, and for those of you who don't know Percy French, go Google Percy French. On the west coast of Ireland, and somebody just explained this to me, about, I don't know, 6 months ago, and it's completely fallen out of my head. I have to go back and find that again. You will find the name French spelled with two Fs.
Oh.
It's F-F-R-E-N-C-H. It's hysterical looking, because when you see it written, it's capital F, small F, R-E-N-C-H. In Galway, in Galway town, within Galway county, as you're getting to the area where it's more commercial, mm-hmm. and all the shops and the little plazas, shopping centers, where I go to get my hair done at the Bellissimo Beauty Shop in the Galway Plaza Shopping Center, they have roundabouts everywhere.
Yeah.
What do we call them? Traffic circles.
Yeah.
They have roundabouts everywhere. And there is the French roundabout. two F's, F-R-E-N-C-H. So I wonder if she's got some Irish connections to the name Fred. We'll have to find out.
She only uses one F, though.
That's okay. It doesn't mean anything.
No, they just dropped it when they got here.
Well, listen, Ellis Island would have done that by itself, just
very true.
Messing up people's names.
Very true.
All right, we're going to go see the farm, but we're not going to, as they say in some circles, they bought the farm.
No.
No, no, not doing that. But we're going to go see the farm. We're going to run over in time to catch up with the folks at the Woodstock Inn. So stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.